And it's Ira G with you today, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on this Tuesday. And joining me over the telephone, executive editor in chief of New Mexico Magazine, Dave Herndon. Welcome, Dave.
Editor in chief, Ira.
Isn't that what I said?
Executive editor in chief.
Well, I gave you an extra title. Why not?
All right, sure, I'll take it. Why not? Yeah.
You're my kind of guy, yeah. Dave, I got to tell you, you know, when I was thumbing through the new July issue of New Mexico Magazine, I think I was on about page 26 when suddenly I decided, you know, I'm reading the best state magazine in the country.
It says so right on the cover, doesn't it?
You have won something that you should be very, very proud of.
I am, on behalf of the staff. And we are, the Western Publishing Association has named New Mexico Magazine the best state/regional magazine of the year. That was for last year, that was for the second year in a row. So, yeah, we're tooting our horn a little bit about that.
Well, you should be, and you got a great issue in the July issue of 2014 to crow about, too. Let's go through the issue. First of all, I love the fact that, you know, now that it's the cold weather has finally stopped and we could do some planning, there's kind of a guide to gardening for people that have homes and lawns and gardens.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we're doing a little more coverage about lifestyles in New Mexico and, you know, some little more home and garden and real estate type coverage. And, you know, this is sort of a getting started on things you need to know about gardening here. It's by Kate Nelson. She's a master gardener. And her number one tip is Xeriscape. Don't Xeriscape. And that's a little gardening humor there for you, Ira.
very little.
I happen to be a Xeriscaper, so she's talking straight to me. But anyway.
Well, I've had nothing but dirt outside my house for 10 years, and I'm going to really try and do some planning right now.
Okay, we'll start with this article.
I definitely would. That's why it was so timely.
Good.
You know, it just seems to be timely in all respects. You know, the Santa Fe Rodeo de Santa Fe is kicking off next week, and or this week, I should say. Yeah, this week. And you've got a guide to rodeos in the new issue all over the state.
Right, and it's there's a Christine Barber's a local novelist who used to be a newspaper reporter. And she writes a fish-out-of-water story about moving from Florida to get a job on the newspaper in Gallup and, you know, sort of falling in love with rodeo out there. And rule number one that she discovered was do not wear lip gloss to the rodeo because the dust sticks in the lip gloss and you can't get it out and it tastes like sandpaper. I don't know if you've had that problem, Ira, but... But it goes on from there. It's a humorous and heartfelt story about learning to love the rodeo here in New Mexico.
And, of course, here in Santa Fe, we have been blessed with Site Santa Fe showing off the most creative art in town for many, many years. And there's a huge article about their anniversary.
It's their biennial. It's an advance on their biennial. And they're really... sort of raising the bar on what a biennial means after having sort of, you know, set the bar. Now they're continuing to raise it with a far, you know, sort of a visionary project that's going to evolve over a course of years. So, you know, we're certainly lucky to have Site Santa Fe in town.
And, of course, there are off-the-beaten track guides to a lot of cities around New Mexico. You handle usually a different one in each issue, and Las Vegas, New Mexico gets the once over this trip.
Well, Las Vegas, something's really cooking in Las Vegas. And the sort of the news peg is that the Castaneda Hotel is being renovated and, restored. And, of course, it was a landmark Harvey House Hotel, you know, 100 years ago where, the Rough Riders would muster up there and stuff. So the fact that, you know, it's been dormant for about 40 years now, and it's going to get some love from a gentleman who did that for the Harvey House in Winslow, Arizona, that is a big success. So it's sort of the flagship for a a revival that's going on in Las Vegas. There's actually a pulse there that is really interesting. There's a sort of an art maker space, which is a kind of a trend that's happening in urban areas like San Francisco and you know, Portland and Brooklyn. Somebody's brought it to downtown Las Vegas, New Mexico. There's a great little craft brewery there that, you know, they put the micro in micro brew, but they went down to a big festival in Albuquerque last year and came away with some big awards. There's boutiques and galleries. Of course, the antique shops there are out of this world, as the architecture. So there's a real, you know, swelling of public spirit and a hope for, you know, economic revival in Las Vegas right now. We've got a great story about all that.
And while you were wandering around Las Vegas looking for the casinos, wondering where they all are,
right.
Cheryl Alters Jameson was headed down to Silver City for a restaurant tour.
Well, you know, Silver has become sort of an essential stop on the culinary tour of New Mexico for anybody that, you know, claims to be an expert or comprehensive about it. So there's just an amazing food culture there for such a small town. Some, you know, really progressive chefs, you know, find it a conducive place to do their thing. And, you know, these are chefs that could probably cook in any big city, you know, in the country, you know, especially including Santa Fe. But they choose to be in Silver, and they're doing, you know, incredible work down there.
Well, we'll have Cheryl Alters Jameson in later on this month to talk about some of the recipes in the new issue. We are talking to Dave Herndon, editor-in-chief executive of New Mexico Magazine. Thank you, Dave. The July issue is now on newsstands, and you can always go to nmmagazine.org and look for them on Facebook, too.
Thank you, Ira.
All righty, dude. I'll talk to you in a month.
Right on.